I just got to tell you, when I see these wonderful things happen, you know, just recently, you know, we had a young couple that come from out west somewhere, and they had a 13-year-old son that his eyes hadn't developed. Y'all remember that story? And we prayed for him, broke the curse over him, and he could see standing right here. It happened just like that. Well, this couple heard the story, and they brought their son. Only the difference was their son was adopted. In other words, it wasn't their sin that made their son like this, but it was their original parent's sin. But now then that they had adopted him, they are the legal parents now. And since they're walking in obedience to God's word, technically speaking, the boy has been redeemed from the curse. And when they brought him up, they said they heard the story about how the other little boy on our tapes. It's amazing how these tapes go out all over and how people hear these wonderful testimonies, and it causes them to drive from wherever, a long ways off. We had people here from several states and in Canada, all kinds of places. And they brought the boy, and when they came up, they explained the situation to me that he couldn't see colors. He could see light and dark, that's all. And so I talked to the 13-year-old boy, asked him if he loved Jesus. Yes, he did. Had he made Jesus Lord of his life? Yes, he did. And I said, well, do you know now after what I've taught today? Because I taught intently on Galatians 3:13 and how we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So if we've been redeemed, we're redeemed. I said, so you don't have to be like that no more. By faith, you can see. And so we explained all that to him again. And I broke the curse over him. And I said, now do you believe? I commanded the demons, of course, that were messing with his eyes to leave, and asked the Lord to send the wonderful Holy Spirit to restore his little eyes and everything. And I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I said, now, son, say thank you, Lord, that I can see colors. And he said, thank you, Lord, that I can see colors. And then he says, wow, this is awesome. And he began to look around all over the place. I said, what's wrong? He said, I can see colors. And then he sat there and he looked a little while at all the different beautiful colors. And he said, this is cool. Oh, yeah. Isn't it amazing what our God can do and how quickly and easily he can do it? It's so awesome to see him show up and do those kind of things. It's just, and wow, to think that Jesus was at the healing school yesterday. Isn't that awesome? If he don't show up, what happens? Nothing. Nothing happens without Jesus. But with Jesus, there ain't nothing impossible. I'm telling you, I've been doing this for so many years, but every time I see the Lord do something like that, I just stand in awe at the glory of God. Isn't he awesome, Joseph? He is awesome. Well, and then I got a couple of testimonies I want to tell you. And last Sunday evening, sometimes we go to a little Mexican restaurant up here to eat after church. It's a nice place, and the people in there that own it, they're really nice Christians, and they love Jesus. But they're not people of faith quite like we are. You know, they believe in Jesus like most Christians, but they really, you know, have a problem believing in the power of God. So we went up there, and I was talking to the man that owned it, and, you know, he knows I'm a pastor and a church, and so he comes over, and once in a great while, he'll pick up my meal when we're up there. He'll pay for mine. You know, and that's nice, you know. He never has paid for all of us, but he paid for mine once in a while, you know. So he was over there talking to us the other day, and I said, how you doing? And he said, well, I'm not doing too good. Said, I've had a heart problem for a long time. So I said, I just went to the doctor, and I've got this terrible problem with my heart. I said, well, you know, why don't we pray about it? I mean, what else is there to do, huh? So Eldon and Nancy and me and Cheryl, we all laid hands on him and prayed for him. And this is what we asked the Lord for. A brand new heart. Not a fixed one, a brand new one. And we were up there, this had been a few weeks ago, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago, whatever it was. And last Sunday night, we were up there again. And when we were there, he saw us and he come over. And his wife came with him. And he said, praise the Lord. He said, I went to the doctor week before last, and they checked my heart, and they couldn't find a thing wrong with it. The doctor said, I have a brand new heart. He couldn't understand this. So he said, they asked me to come back again this next week. So he said, I went back the next week. They run all the tests again, and the doctor said, I've never seen anything like it, but you have a brand new heart. Wow. So when he saw us, we were getting ready to leave, and all four of us had eaten. He picked up the check and paid for all four of them this time. I thought, Jesus, you're so good. Isn't God good? God is so good. Don't y'all love serving Jesus? I love doing things in faith and seeing the King show up. Now then, let me read this one to you. I could tell you this one. I've read it a couple of times, but I'd really rather read this to you. It's got a few errors in it, and I will correct them as I go down through there, but there's not many. But this is an email I got just this last week, and it says, Joe's Miracle Healing, October 16th of 2004, to February the 24th, 2005. This is when this mother fought this battle. And this boy's healing happened in this period of time, but she's just now got around to writing me an email. Isn't that amazing? From 2004 to 2005. Listen, one night in October of 2004, I came home and found a cryptic message on my phone. Healing service tonight. You got to come hear this guy. It was from my neighbor's husband, a devout Christian who knew I was always praying for my younger son's healing. Joe had been diagnosed with Down syndrome and severe mental retardation, along with a host of other challenges. The worst to us was a triple diagnosis of celiac disease, irritable bowel syndrome, and an estimated 14 different food intolerances, which basically meant he couldn't eat anything without severe cramping, diarrhea, and chronic pain. I think he needs to be prayed for, don't y'all? In other words, just reading that will make you think, thank God that I'm well. Isn't that true? I have no problems. And Joe was nonverbal, which means he can't talk, which meant he couldn't tell us what was wrong. For years, we tried the very expensive gluten-free diet, elimination diets, all kinds of tests. Nothing seemed to help. Every meal involved screaming. Did you hear what she said? Every meal involved screaming, diarrhea, and emotional meltdowns. As his four brothers and sisters and I tried to feed him something that wouldn't hurt. I can't even imagine that, can you? I remember I was really tired that night. Since we lived in a tiny rural hamlet on the upper Delaware River, right on the border of New York and Pennsylvania, attending the healing service in Port Jervis, New York, involved a 40-mile round trip. Since I thought I should go for Joe's sake, I might learn something new. You never know. So I went, but I forgot my Bible. But as I headed out the door, I tucked a small notebook into my purse to take notes. And oh, I was so glad I did. I've carried those precious notes with me for 6 years. The healing service was held at the Tri-State Christian Camp in Deer Park. When I walked in, the room was packed with people frantically taking notes. The atmosphere was electric. I looked for the source of the energy and saw a tall, smiling, slim, white-haired man with a comforting Texas drawl. Well, that was all right. My dad was from Texas, so it felt like home. Then as I listened to his story, he drew me right in. There were no seats, so I sat on the floor and started writing. After a few hours, the camp was closing, but the speaker wasn't finished. So we all agreed to move across the river to a church in Matamoros, Pennsylvania, and continue the meeting. The date was October the 16th, 2004. The speaker was Pastor Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. He explained how he had been an engineer and a deacon in his local Baptist church. How the church elders asked him to teach a Sunday school class, so he began studying the Bible as thoroughly as he had studied his engineering manuals. Then, logically, he began claiming the promises he found in the Bible. Pastor Thurman soon developed an international reputation as an engineer who could fix anything. He began praying for people, seeing miracles, and started teaching healing schools so others could learn how to use these promises. He steadfastly credited every miracle to Jesus Christ, refusing to take any praise for his efforts. "It's all to the glory of God," he explained. Then he told the story of an accident in 2001. A head-on collision which claimed the lives of his wife and his daughter. His 3-year-old granddaughter, Caitlin, strapped into her car seat in the back, was literally crushed. Her legs, her pelvis shattered. Actually, her pelvis wasn't shattered. That was the other girl. Her brain stem was completely severed, which is true, and she was not expected to live more than a few hours, which was very true. And Sid, as her grandfather, he read aloud from the Bible, day after day, quoting God's promises and believing them in faith. His granddaughter was healed with absolutely no medical intervention. Months later, she walked out of the hospital blind and on a feeding tube. Actually, it was only a month later I took her out of the hospital. She was definitely blind and on a feeding tube. Pastor Scrivener persisted in prayer and others joined him. It says later in 2003, her sight was restored. Actually, it was 2002. Her sight was restored, then the valve in her stomach. Now she was completely healed, running and playing like any other little child. Pastor Thurman made a tape of her healing. He called it Caitlin's Miracle. When I came home from the healing school, I started cleaning house. A different kind of cleaning. First, I threw out the Harry Potter books. Then I threw out Platoon because of the profanity in these videos. They're all R-rated movies. Then the video games, I threw them out. Then the horror stories, I threw them out. Anything that might get in the way of Joe's healing. Now, this mother's cleaning house. Everybody needs to clean house this way, right, Joe?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Miracles Really Do Happen, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.